And I'll be reading the English version from verse 1 to verse 18. Starting from verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me." Verse 11. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu son of Nimshi king over Israel, and anoint Elisha son of the Shaphat from Abba Makalah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escaped the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouth have not kissed him." This is the third time this month that we have talked about the story of Elijah. We know that Elijah is a very faithful prophet.
And
we know that Elijah has a reputation of killing 400 prophets, you know, through the Lord's fire and burn them all. But as we come to the passage today, we see that he's running for his life. He's asking to die. Through the story of Elijah, you know, as God's people, we come, you know, and be reminded that, you know, when we come to the Lord in difficulties, God can still restore us.
When
I was in seminary, a lot of the Christian counselors loved to use this passage.
因为即马即个先知即个时阵是来到一个足沮丧、足 depressed 的一个情形。
Because this prophet has gone through, especially now here, in a very, very depressed situation.
第十八章的时阵，伊开始850个先知，计百加百的计的先知。
Back in chapter 18, he was, you know, fighting against 800 false prophets.
但当迄个皇后要掠伊的时阵，要追杀伊的性命的时阵，伊开始躲避。
When Queen Jezebel tried to, you know, search and kill him, he begins to run.
你来看第三章，伊讲伊去走到第一个，走到犹大的别墅巴遐所在去。
And we see that in verse 3 that he was running for his life and he came to a place, you know, in Bathsheba in Judah.
Bathsheba 你再看地图是个什么所在呢？就是个犹太地上南边的一个城。
Bathsheba is located in the very southern part of Judah.
伊遇到这个困难，遇到这个危险的时候，就开始走。
He experienced this difficulty and began to run.
走远远，走啊，人找无伊的所在。
Run all the way to a place where nobody can find him.
当咱人遇到困难的时候，咱有时嘛是安尼哦。
And a lot of times when we face difficulties, that's what we do.
咱都走。
We just run.
咱无爱去看迄个代志。
We don't even want to face it.
咱无爱去听到人甲我讲迄个代志。
We don't even want to hear it.
有时无爱人批评阮。
Sometimes people criticize us.
不爱人注意到我。
We want people to, you know, recognize us.
所以走啊远远，走啊人无看到的所在。
We don't want people to recognize, so we run really, really far away.
不但是安尼，第四章要哪讲？伊来到这个罗亭树的树下，去坐起遐呐，求死的。
You see in verse 4 that he sat by a broom tree, you know, waiting to die.
什么款的人会走到这个树下卡怎啊坐落去？怎啊在遐什么都唔做？
What kind of person would actually do that? Run under a tree and waiting to die?
这是一个人，伊感觉无希望的时阵啊，是不是？
This is the kind of person who has lost all hope.
所以其实还无别项代志，只有讲放弃一切，和我死吧。
So he said to the Lord, "I'm gonna die. Please let me die."
可秘密是当树下下骹呢。
And it's also under a tree when he said that.
真见笑去记录别人呢。
He doesn't want people to see. He was embarrassed.
我想讲，这在圣经上是心理学家说，因感觉上最经典的一个记载，就是因为这个人就真正所有迄个 depression 的 symptom 拢有的人啊。
The reason why this is so popular with Christian counselor is that this is a passage that shows how a person is so depressed.
但是嘛，是发生在咱每一个人身躯顶的同款，人有可能都有这款的情形。
But this could be the same for all of us who experience this kind of thing.
当伊利亚的刀片，伊的救死呢？其迄个情形实在是真 human， 真人性的、真真实的一种的描写。
This is a very authentic human description of what a person go through in difficult times.
你想看卖，当你以前真失落的时阵，当你以前真失败的时阵，你迄阵心情是甚么款的心情
？Think about the time when you fail, when you were so down.
是不是不爱跟别人讲话？
What was it like? Is it like, you know, you don't want to talk to anybody?
是不是求死讲啊？算了，我不要再打拼。
Did you give up during that time?
我不要去看过那种患忧郁症的病人的厝里去探访。
I once visited, you know, people with severe depression.
那种人一般真困难去探访，你知不知
？And usually that kind of people is hard to visit.
因根本就不爱跟人开个门来，然后跟你做伙来讲，伊所有遇到的困难。
They don't want to even interact with you or even share with you their difficulties.
但是当我有机会安尼入去爱伊厝的时阵
，But when I get the chance to go there，
迄间厝是乌密嘛，拢无光呢。
And it was all dark. It was all covered.
大白天，塔门拢关起来呢。
You know, like the windows, you know, the curtains were all covered, even during a bright day.
Kitchen 也无咧煮，也无咧摒扫，规间厝乱七八糟。
The whole house was messed up.
这个人就是安那，刚刚一个无用的人，已经无路用的人，怎啊坐起遐呢
？It's like a person who feels like he's useless to the world.
这就亲像是伊利亚迄种的关系。
And this is the kind of situation where Elijah is going through.
但是圣经这边讲讲，当咱人落到上帝以落的时阵，就是上帝一个机会呢。
But the passage tells us that this is the kind of situation where God uses us.
上帝用这个机会要来提醒咱对伊的信心呢。
God uses a situation like this to remind us of His faithfulness.
当伊利亚出来无来到这个坎站的时阵，伊搞好多个拄到下骹要发生的代志。
Unless he comes to the place, he will not experience what he will experience.
等于讲我求死的时阵，第四十讲求死的时阵，第五十伊看到什么代志
？What happened in verse five？
讲有一个天使来给他打伊，敢不是
？Saying angel came over and touched him。
所以当咱人来到上困难的困境的时阵，就上帝就出现了。
And that's what happens when we are the most depressed stage. You know, God will show up and touch us.
所以人的困境，亲像是一个上帝一个邀请，一个 invitation。
A person's difficult situation is really an invitation for God to restore and to touch him.
以前行人的失败道路，但伊要行一个上帝信心的道路。
From a road to failure, God is going to turn that around to a road to faithfulness and to success.
所以继续看的时候，当得到上帝的时候，上帝做什么代志？
So what happens here?
第六节
Verse 6.
天使给打了以后，伊就把手看起，讲有一罐水放起遐，啊，佮有火炭烧的一个饼放起遐。
He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals.
所以突然间，佮伊面前出现的是水佮饼。
So before his eye, he's got water and bread.
水佮饼就可以放他食落去巴肚，才有体力。
Bread and water, you know, into his body restores his strength.
早期的天主教解释讲，这就是今麦咱讲的圣餐啊，主的身体甲主的血。
The Catholic tradition uses this image as well, that this is the Lord's table.
现出时的圣经的解经是较侪是讲，这是咱人每一天伫上帝面前读上帝话所领受的每日的灵粮。
This is also a representation that we come before the Lord every day to have water and to have bread from the scriptures.
但是不管你怎样解释，伊就是上帝对人的攻击，上帝甲人中间伊的帮助。
This is the way God sustains a person to strengthen a person.
所以伫这个时阵的时，咱看你伊要来到什么程度？伊要来到一个绝望的时，就急吧吧，伊就将生命交乎这个主啦。
So he came to a place where he simply gives up and gives everything to the Lord.
当伊结巴的时阵，上帝就来到伊的生命中间，做安怎？予伊水，予伊饼，予伊生命，予伊主的同在。
But when he gave up, you know, he would come to a place where the Lord would give him water, give him bread, give him life, and give him His presence.
主若伊无来到这个坎站，检查伊无就拄到这种主亲自的用天使的方式出现这款的供应哦。
Unless he comesunder this broom tree, he will not be able to experience this kind of sustenance and strength from the Lord.
那人嘛是赶快，有时咱感觉讲我还可以啊，我可有甚么款困扰，自己我都打拼的时阵，你就未为了祈祷，你就未求助特别帮助你哦。
And a lot of times that's what happens when we don't see that we are at the lowest bottom of the pit. We will not recognize that we need the Lord.
咱从咱部分的，譬如讲讲金钱啊，是一款的时间交主的时，只有生命中间讲这部分属于主啊，尔。
And that's what happens when we give our money and our time to God, and that's, you know, it's only that.
但是你的上帝对你跟中间的关系，你只有体会到这个程度啊，尔。
And when in your relationship with God will only be experienced, you know, through this level.
我将一寡奉献交予主，主来祝福我，有时在咱生活、生命的经验就是安尼啊，尔。
We, you know, give what God, you know, we give back to God and God gives us, but it only stays at that level. But have you ever given God your life? Have you ever come to a point where you have to give up everything, your life to God?
当你将生命献给主的时候，主就来到你的生命中间，就攻击你，你唔捌经验过，真正主的同在。
When you surrender and give your life to God, God will come to you in a new, deeper way.
这就是今天以利亚这个故事要让咱学习的道理其中的讲。
This is one of the main lessons that we learn from this passage.
唔忙你将来有这种经验。
We pray that you too will experience that.
但是唔是唔忙讲你来行到人的困境的时候，差不多将生命交住。
And it's not just you know so that you know you come to a point where you're like Elijah, and then that only through that God can experience God.
但是当有一天，你不管是你的婚姻生活、你的家庭生活、你的事业生活，还是什么款的事，你的生活中间拄到。必须要将一切拢放落的时阵，你来想起着你今日所看的这段圣经节。
When you come to a point where you have to really put everything at stake, your marriage, your career, your life, then come back and, be reminded of this passage today.
相信以利亚同样在他面前交给主，让主来帮助你。
And trust that, like Elijah, God can come and strengthen you.
上帝怎样帮助你呢？
How does God strengthen
you? 他吃的这个水和这个饼了，有好有亏了，他当休困。
After he ate this bread and water, he rested.
你知道那时候我在说帮助那个忧郁症的病人的时候，第一项就是要让他休困。
One of the things that we do for those who go through severe depression is that they need to rest.
因为他靠一直在想的事情，很无用的，都没停了呢。
Their mind is constantly occupied with many things.
所以第一项就是要让他先 calm down 下来，要先下去睡。
So the first thing for people like that is to force them to rest, to really rest. And sometimes, you know, we worry so much that we can't even sleep. You have that experience, don't you? You know, with Elijah, you know, similar to Elijah, he couldn't sleep at that time. But God's angel came over, gave him food, gave him water, and what did he ask him to do? To sleep, to rest.
这是咱所需要的，在主里面的休困。
This is what we need. We need to rest in the Lord.
但是嘛，是有身体的休困，所以休困了以后，伊话都靠着这个亏，这个体力呢，行四十年梅呢，去到上帝的山。
So after he's well rested, he's then able to have the strength to go for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert.
其他头来，咱圣经就头来讲，伊其他的时候有一摆甲主亲自的经验，敢不是
？Isn't it there that he also have a real intimate experience with God? Verse
9.
The Lord is saying here.
第十一章，嗰个一摆，敢唔是？
And then once again, verse 11, the Lord said to him.
第十三章，第三摆，主该讲话。
And the third time is in verse 13.
第十五章，上帝第四摆该讲话。
And the fourth time is in verse 15, where he again speaks to him.
这个讲话同个，咱先卖看讲话。伊讲四摆话，伊里要回答几摆呢
？Well, let's count. You know, the Lord said to Elijah four times. How many times did Elijah say back to God?
伊里亚第十章的时候回答阿拉讲。
Verse 10, what did he say?
讲我大发热心啊。
He said, I have been very zealous for you.
但是怎啊剩我一个人啊？
But I'm the only one left.
伊啊啦，他都啊无力，但嘛求死，即嘛有气力，怎啊开始抱怨啊呢
？So you know, when he was tired and you know really really depressed, he wanted to die. But now he has strength. He begins to complain.
人真吃亏哦。
Isn't that interesting for people?
当你啊咧无气力的时，真无气力的时，你就袂对上帝有埋怨，你就讲啊，我死啊，真死算啦，对不是
？When you have no strength, you know you ask to die.
啊，当上帝甲你。让你吃面，让你休息，稍微有气力啦。我跟你讲话的时候，你一起来第一句话就是抱怨呢。
God restores you, and the first thing that you do once you have the strength is to complain.
哇，为你大发热心呢，我叫用台甲吞噬我一个人呢。
I was very zealous for you, but now I'm the only one left.
第二摆，伊都是在讲第十四章。
In verse 14,
可一摆伊回答呀，上帝安怎讲？十四章咪讲，我为着你，上帝大发热心，这是同款呢。
Same thing, he said the same thing again in verse 14. I have been very zealous for you.
啊，不要讲啥，只有剩下我一个人，同款的话啊。
But again, he complained the same thing. I'm the only one left.
上帝该讲四摆话，伊讲两摆，两摆拢是同款的抱怨了尔。
God spoke to him four times, but two times that Elijah, you know, responded back to God, they all complained.
啥人伊也是安尼，啥人也安尼。
How come he's like that? How come we're like that?
因为伊唔知影讲伊的生命中间。那你主对咱每一个人都有一个计划，有一个安排。
He doesn't know that for every person, the Lord has a plan for us.
伊想讲，今为着上帝国爱兴旺，这个上帝你的先知来赢过遐假神的先知，敢不是
？Isn't it for God's kingdom to rise? The you know the prophet needs to win, we need to be over the false prophet.
想啦，这么讲，我的书啊，剩下我一个人在走命尔，其他遐假先知怎么欢喜？
How come I'm the only one left and all the false prophets were parting?
So he didn't know God's word is what?
So he did not know God's word. So he began to complain. He began to not trust him again. And how does the Lord respond to him?
God
God uses a very gentle whisper to speak to him. He said to him, what are you doing here? Who are you?
Verse 13.
What are you doing here?
你想看看哦, 伊利亚做过什么事? 伊台西还给神的,
think about what he did. He fought the false prophets.
哦, 人生的最高峰, 来到真成功的时候,
his ministry was at the climax, the highest point.
连到全国的人在抓他, 开始走, 来到真信心, 真失败, 真低落的时候,
and then he became the most wanted, you know, in the whole country and began to run.
到一个程度, 他要求死,
and then to the point where he wanted to die.
但是他经验到主的动作, 让他有气力, 然后开始走起来,
but then he experienced God's strength again. He began to walk again.
另外主自己显现四次跟他说话呢,
but then the Lord, you know, appeared to him and talked to him four times.
但是他不知道上帝对他的计划是什么,
but he does not know, or he did not know what God's plan for him is.
所以他开始埋怨,
so he began to complain.
但是主跟他说你在这做什么,
but the Lord said to him, what are you doing here?
你想看看,
think about it, he was running his life to this point over here. But didn't God give him the strength to be able to come to the place like this? Didn't God give him life so that he can actually come? Look at where you're standing now.
你怕我说假设你怕这个人，你怕我说骑去这个家庭，你有怕这个事业，你怕有的这一切，拢是因为你家己得到的吗？
Look at where you're at right now. All the things that you have ever acquired in your life, is this from yourself?
赶快问咱每一个人赶快这个问题，咱今天是安怎骑去这个所在？
How, and let's ask the question ourselves, why are we standing here today?
伊利亚是靠伊家己去打败迄个假先知吗？嘛唔是啊，噶唔是，是靠主的气力，噶唔是。
Did Elijah fight and won against all the false prophets by his own strength, or was it through God's power?
你今日一生的成就，是你家己打拼来的呢，还是主给你的？
All the achievements that you ever achieve in life, is that from yourself or is that from the Lord?
所以主要问讲，你想要徛去家呢？
So the Lord asked him, why, oh, what are you doing here?
看麦就麦去讲话啦，停起来，想看麦，想看麦，你今日主怎样跟你同在，到如今这个地步。
Just stop everything right now and just think about how and why you're here and how God has, you know, supported you over all these years.
所以，伊就开始知影讲，哦，原来是主可能对我有一个安排。
And then he began to see that, hey, maybe God has a plan for me.
所以其他上帝叫他做几项代志。
So God, you know, asked him to do several things here.
一连串的行动，一连串的这些行动，哈，应该看为这第几章第十五章开始。
Verse 15.
第一讲，你回去。
He said, go back.
哦，这第一个动作，咱来算几个动作好不好？
Let us see how many actions here.
一回去。
The first action is go back.
第二，为大马士去。
And go to the desert of Damascus.
第三，唔但是去那里，爱去高一个阿哈做阿拉王。
And go anoint a king.
另外，过去高迄个亚哈做王，做以色列王。
And anoint another king called Jehu.
唔是讲管犹太人的代志，过去管外邦人的代志，过去高这个亚伯米何拉人的沙法的儿子来做神的。
And also anoint Elisha, son of Shapha, you know, from Abel Maloah to succeed you as a prophet.
你怎么算一下，有叫他去两个所在，来去高三王。
So as we kind of count, you know, how many actions here, the Lord asked him to go to two places and anoint three people.
所以基本上主没跟这个伊利亚讲太多，伊的计划没呢。
So the Lord didn't really say too much.
叫他做代志，一二三四五。
Instead, he simply said, go and do this.
你知道要叫那些 depression的病人哦，离开那间厝是最困难的，你知不知？
You know how difficult it is to actually ask someone who's depressed to do something or to even come out of
that. 但是对伊有帮助的是安怎？伊爱离开迄个黑暗的迄个家己的房间，入去外口，甲人计较，爱行出去，行出去伊的这个家己所关起来这个黑暗的世界，行入去外口，甲人做伙。
But the most helpful thing for people like that is to force him or her to come out of the house and start interacting with people.
去外口social啦，去跟人食饭啦，足困难的，你敢知？
It's so difficult to help or to ask them to go outside to socialize, to get a job, or to interact with people.
所以其实上帝是做什么事情，叫他去行动，叫他做事情，做一、两、三、四、五，叫做五行大事。
So the Lord here simply did the same thing. He asked Elijah to simply go and do all these things.
伊利亚不知情的情况之下呢，上帝已经开始在他的生命中间来开始来去帮助他。Without
him even knowing, God has already begun his work in his life.
你想看麦，当叫伊去高一个人做王的时候，意思是甚么？上帝佫佮伊同在，敢毋是？
I mean, think about it. To ask Elijah to anoint someone, it shows that God is present in his life.
伊去用对杀的时阵，伊感觉伊是失败。但即马上帝叫伊去高人做王的时阵，伊的身份、伊的地位，上帝同在，伊佫倒转来，敢毋是？
When he came over under this tree, he felt like he was a failure. But now his God is asking him to go and anoint people.
上帝根本无必要佮伊讲，你就是我所听的先知，我要继续使用伊，就唔免讲啊。
Yeah, unless that happens, you know, don't even think about being God's prophet.
到尾，上帝才予伊知影讲，上帝对伊的计划。All
the way to the end, you know, only then, until then, God will show him that he has a plan for him.
第18章怎样讲？Verse 18。讲我伫以色列人中间，为着我家己已经留了7000个人啊。God
said to him, I reserve 7,000 people in Israel who has not yet bowed down to Baal.
这7000个人会跟你做伙，因为因无向你的巴力该拜，因是属我的人，因会吃做你的帮衬，跟你做伙来行。
I have 7,000 of my people there who have not yet bowed to Baal, and then they will be with you.
你会记得到，伊伫遐咧报话的时阵讲什么？讲只剩我一个人，敢毋是？ 讲两摆，敢毋是？只剩我一个人，只剩我一个人，敢毋是？
Elijah said to God 2 times, you know, I'm the only one left.
上帝就是无甲伊讲，你实在无剩一个人，还靠7000个人在那等你呢。
And then God said to me, no, you know, you have 7,000 people waiting for you there.
但是上帝无直接甲伊讲，敢毋是？
But he didn't say it right from the start.
先安怎？先饲伊食饭，先互伊休困，敢毋是？
But instead, God rested him and gave him food.
神安怎带伊一步一步来行入去迄个，搁一摆受建立起来的地步，敢毋是？
God took alongside with him one step, you know, step by step to strengthen him to the point where he can show him his plan.
当伊完全拢可受建立起来时，伊突然间明白讲，原来主这美好对我的安排。
And then only when Elijah went through all that he began to realize that God has such a great plan for him.
兄弟姐妹，上帝对咱每一个人的人生嘛是怎样的安排？
Brother and sister, God has the same plan for us.
上帝当然是心理学的主啊。
God is the kind of God who will be with us.
他在咱的心内最工，你知不知？
He works in our hearts.
当咱的外口的环境遇到困难的时候，上帝在咱的心内在最工，你敢不知？
You know, even despite different circumstances, God works in our lives.
为人去事业顶关失败，甚至不爱去找头路啊，give up啊，放弃啊，你敢不知？
You know, there are times that we feel like we are giving up all the things that we do.
对自己都完全没信心啊,
with no confidence.
但上帝要再一摆给你建立起来,
but God's going to build you up.
在你不知道的情形中间，上帝要通过他主爱的方法来再一摆给你建立起来。
Without you knowing, God's going to use his own way to restore you.
我要邀请你，就亲像主邀请伊利亚同款，将你的生命交主。
I'm going to invite you, just like Elijah, to give your whole life to him.
你去多位遇到困难，其实多位你要遇到上帝。
And where you see difficulty or difficult situations, that's where you're going to meet God.
你去多位看不到人的帮助的时候，你就要看见去那所在有主的帮助。
And where you can't see, you know, help from people, you're going to see help from God at that place.
上帝对咱每一个人都有美好的带领，有7000个人要跟你同在。
God has a wonderful plan for each of us. There are 7,000 people waiting for us. When you're at a place of desperation, don't think that you're the only one left. You know, you don't think that you're the only one who can experience this. God's plan for us is that wonderful. He has a plan that is way more than 7,000 people.
所以你有法度学习到伊个功课无
？So can you learn from this lesson？
真简单讲，将生命交予主。
It's easy. First, give your life to God.
上帝特别给你生命。
And God's going to give you life.
上帝在你困难中间来显现伊家己，让你可以看到。
And through difficulties, God's going to use that time for you to experience Him.
为着什么？我一摆要来建立你甲我对上帝信心。
Why? To restore our faith and our trust in Him.
咱做伙来祈祷。
Let us pray.
特别上帝，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是专门信实的主。
You are a faithful God.
虽然我唔知，无了解。
Although we don't know at times.
你拢一直咧诚实的信守咧保护我。
Your hand guide us through.
你的天使围绕伫我的周围。
You surround us with your angels.
我相信是。落落去，阮家己的困难、受苦、忧伤中间。
Oftentimes, you know, we get stuck in our own situation, difficulties.
阮看无希望。
We can't see any hope.
阮感受到未到人对阮的疼。
We can't feel the love from people.
主啊，这是阮一个信心的时刻，就是信心的一个功课。
This is a lesson of trust.
主，你帮助阮学习，所以将阮家己凭信心来将生命交托给主。
Lord, help us, you know, to really give our lives to you. You're going to open our eyes. You're going to talk to us. Just like that gentle whisper, but you're going to use that to speak it into our hearts. And you're going to restore us, strengthen us. But not just, you know, in our own lives.
因为我知四周围实际上有足多听主的兄弟姊妹跟阮同在。
Because we know we're surrounded by a lot of brothers and sisters who love you.
阮实在有真多兄弟姊妹来一同来行这个天路，阮无孤单。
We're not alone. We have a lot of good brothers and sisters to walk this journey with us.
求主你帮助我每一个人伸出这个手，愿意做主的使者，来互相来相听。
Lord, help us to be the ones that will reach out and love one another for your kingdom. And Lord, help us to open our hearts so that we may receive the love from you and from other people. We do not depend on other people's help, but on your power to help us to walk this path. Lord, please be with us. Let us experience you. Let us grow. And let you be the king of our lives. And bring you glory. And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.